This is John. We don't feed John. He just sits in his office and makes out Christmas cards.
Yes.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing swell. How are you?
All right. You almost ready for the holidays?
Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. I'm close.
Okay.
I'm close. Not you know, completely finished, but I'm close. But I realized things today.
Oh, Jesus, what?
That it's, are there any just little irritating things that bother you about the holidays?
You mean besides the annoying music and the crappy people?
Well, yeah, that too.
Okay.
I hate the goddamn Salvation Army bell ringers. Because they're at both entrances of the Walmart, so you can't sneak by them, and it's some rehabbed crack whore who's just standing there ringing her bell, saying, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Well,
I wish there was a law that said they could only be at one door, and then that way you know, oh, I'll go in this door.
You can say no. You don't have to give them money.
Well, you don't have to say anything, but they get you coming and going, and it's just irritating.
See, here they don't even talk to you. They just ring the bell.
See, I mean, I miss the days when it was like, you know, the homeless guy who played the trumpet or something, and he'd be playing Christmas carols outside his little pot.
Well, why don't you just say, I've already given to an organization that actually uses the money for what they say they're gonna.
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk to them.
Well, I mean, if they're gonna talk to you, then plead your
case. And they're not gonna know anything.
Well, no, you know, but I mean, maybe you can educate them.
Clerk at Best Buy, it's like they don't know squat. Is it a good computer? Yeah, my brother has it. So I just figure that's just like one of those irritating things about the holidays. Just bugs me.
Well, what's
bugs
like
me? And the fact that there's like Valentine's Day candy already out in the stores.
Well, they got to get the next thing ready.
No, it's too soon. Too soon.
So do they
pretty
actually
soon the beach stuff comes out.
Yeah, well. Do they actually talk to you in Florida for the Salvation Army? Do they actually say, would you like to donate?
No. But they're in the way. And you try to avoid them. You know, you try to look the other way or pretend you're in your phone. It's just hard. I mean, they're worse than the goddamn Girl Scouts. Which, thank God, they're doing it online this year. So maybe there'll be fewer of them out at the stores.
Well, you can buy those cookies year-round now at, like, Dollar General.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for, like, Thin Mints and the Samoas. You can go and get those. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not like a once-a-year type thing anymore.
It's no longer exclusive?
No, somebody cracked those codes and just started putting out their own stuff.
They would be mint thins instead of Thin Mints.
Yeah, and you know, instead of paying like, what's it, like $5 a box?
$7.50, I think, so now.
It's like $1.50.
Yeah, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I could buy those, mark them up to $3, make a little profit, and still undercut the Girl Scouts.
And just sit at a table across from them going, hey, look what I got.
That would be funny.
That would.
That would be really funny.
We could videotape that. That'd be awesome.
That'd be hilarious. Standing outside the Publix harassing people for cookies. Nice. Well, I mean, at least they're better than the Boy Scouts. I mean, the Boy Scouts are like, I don't know what the hell their problem is. You can buy a bag of popped popcorn for $20.
Well, that's coming from a former Scout, right?
Yes, it is. And we never had to sell shit to make our way. You know, our 50-cent dues a week was enough.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't know why the hell they got to spend all this money. They do that. They do the canned peanuts.
Well, you come from a simpler time. Now they have to, like, you know, they have to afford the gas to go on the camping trips, John.
Well, that's right. We only needed carrots for the horse.
That's right.
Back in the old days.
You know,
when I was your age.
When you were a scout, part of the badge thing was like, this is where the camp is. Find your way. Right? And they just handed
no,
you like
wasn't.
A...
No.
No?
No. No. No, it wasn't.
Oh. Should have been.
I think I belong to like the half-assed troop.
You got pretty far, though.
Because I went all the way, baby. All the way.
That's too much.
That's too much. Well, you know, whatever. I got this nifty little sash I wear at parties now. It's like Miss America. I wave. Still got the whole outfit.
Is it still covered in all the little merit badges?
Yes, of course.
Do you look like the little kid from Up?
No. No. I'm much taller.
I know, but I mean, is it that many merit badges?
Yeah, pretty well. I mean, it's full.
Nice.
I got all of them. I succeeded. I succeeded.
A success.
What? I'm a success. Motherfucker. Yeah. So are there any other things you can think of that you hate at the holidays? Do you hate, like, the TV specials? I'm getting kind of tired of them. Like, there's this annoying special on ABC, and it runs every Monday for 2 hours. And it's the Great Holiday Light Fight, where they go to, like, different people's homes who are, like, super decorators.
Oh, like the musical light thing?
Yes, who do all that shit. And, you know, here's the hillbilly family who does nothing but inflatables, and half of them don't have anything to do with Christmas, but they do have a 15-foot tall Jesus inflatable, and that's because that's the reason for the season.
Oh, there you go.
And, yeah, it's just, you know, people are irritating. And maybe because it's on ABC, they've had to go and actually script a lot of it. Because it doesn't seem as, the families aren't as wacky as they used to be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm tired of all the old school stuff. The Peanuts stuff.
You are?
And the Grinch. And they should be making new stuff. It's just, it's, I guess.
Well, they
I'm
do,
because
tonight... Because this year we have Jim Parsons and Buddy the Elf, the musical. And then we had How Murray Saved Christmas, starring Jerry Stiller.
Jesus.
And that was a hoot. Actually, there were a couple of laugh-out-loud minutes in that one. I'm sure it'll be replayed 6 or 7 times before the holiday gets here, but it was kind of funny. But then you have all these lame-ass music specials, you know, the Grammy holiday special where they announced the Grammy nominees at the end of it, and there was a Nashville one.
I don't watch any of the music stuff.
You don't watch none of the music stuff?
No.
You've gotten your fill of Let It Go?
Yeah. I mean, I will watch... Okay. What's the one that they play every year? Christmas Story? Once? And I
yes.
would watch, like, Christmas Vacation once.
You know, I have not... I don't think I have seen either of those movies all the way through.
Really?
I've probably seen them 90% of the way through just by randomly passing them on TV.
Oh.
But I have never sat down and watched the whole thing.
Christmas Vacation's funny. I think you'd like it.
Well, that's where they put Grandma on the roof rack because she's dead.
No,
the
first
aunt.
One.
The aunt.
That's...
Oh, that's the first one?
Yes.
Christmas Vacation. Oh, that's the one with the house exploding.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You should watch that one. That one's pretty good.
Okay. Well, I'll think about it.
And we watch Muppets Christmas Carol every year.
That's exciting.
And that's about it.
Do you know you're being ripped off when you watch Muppets Christmas Carol? Because I just found this out today.
What?
Because there is one tiny little song that gets that they cut out. Because Katzenberg was afraid that children would see it as kind of a bump in the road between, like, the wacky Muppet stuff and Michael Caine. So they cut it. So the scene where Scrooge sees his past self saying goodbye to Belle, or Fan or whatever name her name is in this story.
Yeah.
And he has the song. He has a song. It's what is it? When Love Is Gone.
Yeah.
That apparently they cut from the dialogue leading up to it. They cut out the entire song, and then it cuts back in when Scrooge and Gonzo and Rizzo are watching the girl walk away, and they're all crying.
Oh, contraire, mon frere. That's on the DVD.
Well, according to what I saw today on the internet.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to believe the internet, because it's always true. You can't lie on the internet. It says it's not, unless you've got such an old DVD.
I have one of the original pressings.
Then that's probably it.
It is in there.
Because they're saying that the new Blu-ray that just came out does not have it.
Oh, no. I have the one with it in it because he's absolutely right. There is a... It's like they slam on the brakes. Like...
Yes.
Like, it just sucks all the air right out of the movie. And you're like, what is going on with this? Like, why is she singing? Why do I care?
Well, because that's what makes Scrooge Scrooge.
I know that, but it's just a terrible song.
Whatever.
So, yes, I've seen that section.
Okay, well, very good. Good for you.
I wonder if it's in the Netflix version, because it's on Netflix now.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Because that's where I was going to watch it this year, but maybe I shouldn't.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Maybe you should, you know, whip it out and put it in the DVD player.
Maybe I will.
Happy Hanukkah!
Yeah!
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's, you know, that's the Christmas thing. That's what we do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can't believe you've never seen
it. You don't watch Rudolph?
No.
I've seen enough of it to know the whole damn movie. You know, they go to the Chinese restaurant, they have Peking duck, fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Yeah, but that's the last 2 minutes.
Under the lamppost.
Okay.
The teacher, you're going to poke your eye, you're going to shoot your eye out. The pink bunny suit. The winter snorkel pantsuit that you can't bend in. I know all that stuff.
Okay. Well, fine.
So I really don't need to know anything else.
It's not about knowing. It's about just enjoying the movie. It's watching it all the way through.
Eh, whatever.
To be fair, I've never seen Elf all the way through, so.
I never have either.
No?
No. At least I know that Bob Newhart plays his father.
Yes, that's the only part I've seen.
His elf father, not his real father.
Yeah. He was... did you watch that new show on TNT, The Librarians?
Yes.
Did you see like the one
with
Bob Newhart?
How bad Bob Newhart looks?
Oh my god! Why do they keep putting him in things?
Well, that's Hollywood for you.
He can't...
There's a time when they should just close the lid on the coffin and stop it.
He can't get a line out without like stuttering now.
Well, he's what, 90 something?
He's in his 80s.
Oh. Well, I heard that Bill Cosby actually drugged him and had sex with him, so that could be part of it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Interesting. Very interesting. So you, Rudolph is not part of your Christmas regimen?
No.
No?
No, Rudolph, Frosty, all that Rankin and Bass stuff, no.
Happy birthday! No, none of that?
Nope. And I think I can honestly say that I've only ever seen Year Without a Santa Claus once.
Oh, the Miser Brothers. That's the best.
And I just recently watched the Miser Brothers song because it's the idea to do that next year for a company Christmas video.
Oh.
So, yeah, that I don't remember anything of Year Without a Santa. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus goes off to, because Santa's got the flu.
No.
And she goes to Southtown.
All I remember wasn't there like a live action version of it a couple years ago?
Yes, with John Goodman and Delta Burke. And Michael McKean and Javi Feierstein played the Miser Brothers. It was a train wreck, except for that one song, which was awesome. But that's about it.
Yeah, we don't do any of that stuff. I mean, the kid's not interested in any of that stuff at all.
No.
She'd rather watch, like, the Disney specials of, like, here's the Doc McStuffins Christmas episode.
Ooh. You know, Darky McStuffins? What'd you call it?
Stop. And what's the other one? Sophia the First?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that where they live, they don't have Christmas, so it's named something different, but it's the same idea.
Is it called Candlemas or?
No, it's Wizalia.
Winter Solstice, Wizalia.
Yeah.
Gesundheit.
And they light a candle, but they have a tree and presents, and it's like, oh, okay. I see what you did there. It's a magical land, so there can't be any kind of connection to Santa Claus or Jesus or whatever you believe in.
That you just said the 5-letter word. Jesus.
Santa? Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah, well.
Nice. Yeah,
so.
Nice. I mean, all those things are classic. Rudolph, King Moonracer.
What? Who's King Moonracer?
King Moonracer is the flying lion who supervises the misfit toys. And he asks Rudolph to come back. And remember and take the toys and give them to people because, you know, everybody wants a shitty Christmas gift like a train with square wheels.
What's the line from that?
Please.
Nobody wants a... what's his name? In a box?
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box!
See, I knew you would know.
See? And as Yukon Cornelius... And I noticed something disturbing about Yukon Cornelius. Yukon Cunnilingus should be his name. Because if you watch it, the first time he meets Rudolph, he like throws his pick up in the air and it gets stuck in the snow and he picks it up and he puts his tongue on it to test for gold. I didn't know that was a test for gold, but apparently it is.
Okay.
And he just works that thing. I mean, it was really disturbing.
Is he giving it a blowjob? What's he doing?
He's out, and it goes on for like 5 minutes. Like, Yukon!
They must have not realized that they were doing that much stop motion until they played it back.
Probably, and they said we spent all this time on it. This took us 7 months just to do the tongue.
That's right. So it's all staying in.
Yes, and in that movie, in that special, Santa's a dick. You know, he goes to see the new deer. And all of a sudden, Rudolph's nose lights up, and suddenly he's like, oh, you got to keep that covered. Too bad.
Nice.
Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to use your retarded child to pull my sleigh. It's very sad that Santa is such a racist, or whatever he is. A reddist?
A reddist?
He's a reddist. He's a reddist. Yeah. So that's the holidays.
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho,
green fucking giant. That's nice. Yeah.
So I got four things for you. I'll decide what you want to talk about first.
Did the doctor check them out, or do we have to guess?
No. No, we can either talk about the leak at Sony, which just got more fucked up today. Gangs at Disney or Scott Stapp going apeshit.
Scott Stapp's kind of sad. I don't think we need to talk about that.
No, about how he thinks he's working for the CIA
and how he's living in his van.
He drove away. He didn't drive. He rode away from his estranged wife on a bicycle with a
I would just love to see the video of that.
Apparently they've got some kind of video from like police cameras of them like confronting him.
No, I want to see him riding up to the house, putting on the brake, getting off the bike, yelling and screaming at his ex-wife, and then storming out in a huff trying to like drive with like the kickstand down. Because that would make me happy.
Yeah, he's a kooky son of a bitch now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He is. Just... We know somebody who worked with him.
We do?
Yes. She was actually in one of his first videos.
Give me a first name.
Kenny, Jeanette.
Ah, okay.
I can't think of the song. I can see the video in my head. But yeah, he is a kooky bastard.
Yeah. And I guess
so. What's this about?
What?
Go ahead.
I guess like the whole thing like is that the ex-wife asked them to put him in a psych ward, and they were like, "Well, he's not acting strange enough for that." Well, how fucking crazy do you have to be put in a psych ward?
Apparently quite a bit.
He threatened to kill the president. Isn't that like an automatic like psych ward type thing?
It's supposed to be.
That's what I thought.
But, you know, when who did he report it to? The Republicans?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, so what were you saying?
So what's this about gangs at Disney?
So apparently on the West Coast...
Oh, yes.
There is many different gangs of kooky-ass people who go all out with, like, making patches for the back of vests. And they're like a biker gang, but they roam the streets of Disneyland.
They're like a biker gang, except they're only on the carousel.
Well, yeah. There's reportedly 30 of these gangs at Disneyland.
Oh, they're really?
Like the Tomorrowland Rebels, Waltz Misfits, the Hitchhikers, Main Street Elite, Mickey's Empire, Triton's Mermaids, the Hidden Mickeys.
Really?
Yeah, and they're like they've got pictures on this website of like they've got tattoos of like Disney things, and they're all standing in line and out in front with like biker looking jackets on, and they have their own like Mickey ears and some fucked up shit.
Well, I mean, well, they're gangs with money because they have to have annual passes.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
They have Disney's Troopers, which is Star Wars based. The Young Ones, which their patch on the back is it's the baby from Roger Rabbit.
Baby Herman.
Black Death Crew is Darth Vader. Like some really fucked up stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they real gangs?
Monstropolis Most Wanted.
Ooh.
Well, apparently, oh, Captain EO's Ragtag Band. Sons of Anakin.
That's nice.
That's the most clever one.
Sons of who?
Sons of Anakin.
That's what I was just going to say. That'd be clever.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's enough for them to, like, notice, I guess.
Well, Disneyland's always had a very different vibe compared to
Orlando.
Florida, because the parents in California basically use it as a babysitting service.
Yeah, it's like daycare.
Right.
You drop them off and fucking go.
There's your pass, honey. But I don't think they're really, really gangs. I think they're just, you know, clubs.
Well, that's even worse because, like, if you talk to, like, real motorcycle gangs, they'll tell you that if you're wearing what they call a cut, which is a vest with a patch on the back,
right,
you're considered a gang, and like they will fuck with you. And I'd love to see the Hells Angels go to Disneyland and just start roughing up the crowd.
I think that's going to be next year's Christmas special.
You think so?
Yeah. Yep.
The next Christmas parade?
You know, they're going to have a rumble on the teacups. Hey, yo, that pink one's mine.
So apparently we can apply to join a gang.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The only requirement is to be in love with the Disney universe and to attend the meetings organized at the park. Well, shit, we can't do that. Recruitment happens initially on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, but with the rise of these gangs' popularity and visibility, preference is now given to face-to-face recruitment. During the last round of approvals, we had one guy who waited 7 months, said the leader of the Black Death crew. He never complained. That's the kind of people we want. So there, you can join a gang if you really want to.
I think I might start my own gang.
Yeah?
How long do you think it would take for it to, like, catch on? I'd have to have, like, a really cool, you know, gang name for this, though.
And roam the streets of the Magic Kingdom?
Intimidating people. You know, shoving people and stuff.
Well, I think you'd have to have a who's who of kooky Disney people, like, that you've seen at the park, like the chick that goes to all the Star Wars weekends.
She's harmless.
Well, I know, but she's crazy looking. and that would
well,
be...
Well, yeah, she is.
That would be the thing that you'd want. You wouldn't want people to fuck with you. You'd want people that would, like, keep them away. You can be, like, the president, and she could be your vice president.
I'm vice president.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
No?
No. No.
I think you should definitely
Sons of
Anakin's something.
Got a really cool patch.
They do.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I think.
Does it come with the lightsaber? Is the lightsaber part of the vest? No?
No, I think you have to buy that separately.
Oh.
You'd either have to do something villain themed or you'd have to do something Star Wars themed.
Interesting. Like very interesting.
Who would you consider the worst Disney villain?
Worst in terms of what?
Just like the worst villain, like
the baddest of the bad?
Yeah.
It's probably Maleficent.
Nah, it's too girly.
Chernabog?
Chernabog. There you go. That'd make a cool patch. Chernabog just standing there with his arms crossed.
Yes.
I think that's what you should do.
I'll
be the South Carolina chapter.
The South Carolina chapter.
Yeah.
Of Chernabog's Crusaders.
There you go. Anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
That's kind of sad.
Why?
It's like gangs for geeks.
That's exactly what that is.
You know, like, it's not hard enough to find friends to begin with that you've got to now make shit up.
Well, I mean,
now
it's no different than cosplayers.
Well, there's a new thing in cosplay, too. Are you aware of that?
No.
It's called Disney Bounding. And what you do is you create a costume that represents a character but isn't a character costume.
Okay.
So, like, you might wear, you know, like, khaki shorts and a yellow t-shirt and a red bandana around your neck to pretend that you're the little fat kid from Up. Or you might wear, you know, a light blue dress and a ribbon in your hair to be like Alice from Alice in Wonderland. Or it's kind of weird.
Sounds like lazy cosplay to me.
Well, I don't know, because it's kind of... I think it takes a little more thought than cosplay.
You think so?
Because I think so.
Because I would think, like, if you're going to go all out and make a Halo outfit, well, that's a little bit more time-consuming than, here's some khaki shorts and a yellow shirt.
Well, yeah, but see, then you have to, like, get people to guess what you are, as opposed to, like, being obvious.
Oh, there's a whole website around it?
Well, this is just the Tumblr page.
Oh. Happy Hanukkah.
Oi. You know, here's some options if you want to go as Monstro the Whale or Cleo the Goldfish.
I think it's interesting that, like, this website actually has, like, it's not pictures of people in the outfits. It's, this is kind of what you can do. Like you said, it's like options of clothing.
Right. It's like a fashion blog.
Yeah. Oh, that lady should not be Lilo.
There's some better pictures.
I mean, I guess that's a way of, like, if you're going to go to Disney, getting around the whole you can't dress up. Like, if you're an adult.
Yeah. I think the options are just... Oh, as a matter of fact, there's a picture of a girl in khaki shorts and a yellow polo and a red kerchief around her neck.
The Aristocats thing is a little weird. It just looks like she's dressed.
But she meows all the time. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
All right. I don't understand
this.
Yeah,
there's some scary people. I'm going to Disneyland and I'm going to dress as a chimney sweep. Oh, there's two fat girls dressed as the evil stepsisters. Number 21.
Oh, my.
They're asking an awful lot out of that fabric.
Number 23 is a little weird.
Yes, she is. Hey, I know her.
No, I bet you do.
Yeah. Very odd. People are odd. So if you don't have a gang, you can just, like, pretend to dress up as somebody. And, you know, you really don't have to put much effort into it either, apparently.
No, not at all.
You know, you just kind of show up.
Okay. Number 36, which is Ralph, Felix, and Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You still have to carry around a goddamn hammer, though. Like, if you're going to be Ralph. Or Felix.
Yes. Felix. I suppose.
And this seems like a largely female pursuit, well, until you get down to number 39.
Is it the very last one?
Yeah.
With is the that a, Dalmatians?
Is that a dude in the center?
I believe that's a dude in the middle.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Fucking whack job.
Crazy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so, anyway. That's bizarre.
That's a little weird. I'm sure we'll see lots of that.
I'm sure we will. I bet there'll be a special segment on the parade of people who are Disney bounding with Tim Tebow. I bet Tim Tebow can Disney bound.
There you go. So do we want to talk about what?
So what about that Sony leak, huh? Those nasty, nasty North Koreans can't take a joke.
Well, I mean, it was all fun and games up until today, when they announced that they were going to be, I don't know if the proper term is blowing up, but they talked about hurting people that were going to the movie theaters on Christmas to see this movie, like attacking theaters and attacking the premiere. And that's a little fucked up.
You don't think this is just a stunt
from Sony?
You think you don't think that North Korea has that much power?
I don't know. I mean, you don't, if it's a stunt, you're not going to try to scare people from staying away from your movie.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure that, like, Podunk, Arkansas has nothing to worry about with going to see this. movie on Christmas, but I would be a little leery if I was in New York or LA.
Yeah.
I mean, in the bigger places, I don't know if I'd be going right away.
Hmm. See, I don't know if anybody who would go anyway. It doesn't look that funny. Well, it looks like another typical stoner comedy.
Well, that's the thing. There's an audience for that, and you're not involved with that crowd.
Not at all. No. No.
So, you know,
those are the same people who saw Pootie Tang.
Yeah. Or CB4 or
yes.
Any of the Kevin Smith shit. Like that, all that stuff is that same crowd. And
yep.
I think it's ballsy for Sony to, I guess, soldier on through all this. And it, in the beginning, it was, you know, it was kind of funny because it was people talking about like stars and, hey, look at what fucking Tom Hanks calls himself and when he stays at a hotel and like all that was haha funny. But now it's like now they're threatening people and now it's I think it's a little much.
I don't understand it.
I don't think it's going to persuade Sony. I mean,
no.
If something happens, you can't blame them.
Why not?
Because it's
you can blame anybody you want.
But it's entertainment. It's not like, I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's not propaganda. Uh-huh. It's not. They didn't set out to humiliate this dude. It's a fictional version of him. You know, it's not, I don't know. It's just fucking stupid.
Just stupid.
It's stupid.
And now you're going to be very careful with your emails. So just in case they ever get hacked.
No.
No?
No.
You're still going to call Angelina Jolie a spoiled brat?
I'm sure that every single A-lister is a spoiled brat. I don't think there's anybody in the A-lister crowd that is down to earth and
no you don't think Tom Hanks is just kind of laid back and hey yeah whatever you know
no
let's go grab a hot dog
I think he's got that persona but I mm-hmm. think when you get down
he's
to
a diva
it
in between
he's a diva like on set
you think so
well I don't know the man personally but I heard stories about from the set of From the Earth to the Moon that kind of made me think that he is not the nice guy that he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, be that way.
No. Him, he stole somebody we know's bike.
Somebody we know's bike?
Yeah.
Well, wait, was it one of those backstage you can drive around in a bike?
Yes, but it was somebody's personal bike that disappeared. Like,
oh.
Tom Hanks would ride it every day. Like, he'd come in and say, hey, can I borrow your bike? And then at the end of the production, it was gone. And
you really
said,
think Tom Hanks stole the guy's bike?
That's what I was told.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm Tom Hanks. I can afford to buy you. I'm going to steal your bike.
I'm Tom Hanks. I can afford whatever I want.
Tom Hanks.
But if it's for free, I'll take it.
Oh. I'm so upset.
No, you're not.
I'm so upset. I would expect Tim Allen to do that. You know, because he comes off as kind of a douche. But, you know, but not Tom Hanks.
Well, Tim Allen isn't exactly A-list either.
He's got his own TV show.
That's not A-list, though.
He's headlining a TV show. It's more than we're doing.
I know, but that's not A-list.
Oh, whatever.
That's more B-list.
More B-list?
Yeah.
BS?
I mean, I don't think there's anybody on TV that can be considered A-list.
No?
No.
Hmm. Nobody?
No.
Nobody on TV could be A-list.
Name somebody.
I'm thinking. I'm trying to think. Who could be an A-lister? Who on TV could be an A-lister? I don't know. Who's on TV?
See, I like James Spader's on the Blacklist. I wouldn't consider him A-list.
Well, he used to be.
He used to be. He's not anymore.
It used to be. He's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor at the end of the day.
you know, if you want to say Melissa McCarthy, because
no, she's not A-list.
She's not A-list.
No.
You know, there's nobody that I would look at and be like, holy shit, there's an A-lister on TV, on a weekly TV show. No.
Kevin Spacey.
I don't think he's A-list anymore. I mean, not since he told Hollywood to go fuck off.
Yeah.
And Netflix is weird because Netflix falls into that gray area of television.
It's not really TV, but it's sort of TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't see anybody. Like, none of the Walking Dead people, none of...
No.
None of the Game of Thrones people, like...
No.
Don't really border on A-list. I mean, Peter Dinklage is probably the closest you get, but he's not A-list.
He's not A-list.
No.
Yeah, he's not A-list.
No. So, you know, I don't consider Tim Allen A-list.
No?
No.
All right, whatever. Whatever you say, it's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever.
So I had to say goodbye to a dearly beloved show this past week.
You did? What did you write off?
Well, Sons of Anarchy ended its run.
Oh, okay.
And I watched that for 7 years, every single episode.
Yes.
And while it wasn't the best ending to a TV show, it was strangely satisfying.
Okay.
They beat you over the head with this Jesus metaphor that that they were hooking on to for the last couple of seasons. Or not seasons, right. Like the last couple episodes.
Yeah.
But it was a really good way to wrap up the actual series.
Okay.
And they didn't leave any like loose ends whatsoever.
Just like, okay, here's everything you've been waiting to find out and we're out.
Pretty much. Like, lots of people die, lots of people, like, you find out certain things at the end. But like I said, there's this weird thing and I don't know what it is. Like, it was kind of reminded me a little bit of Lost. Like, at the end you find out that there's a
homeless... It was all a dream.
Well, spoilers to anybody who hasn't seen it yet. There's a recurring character throughout the 7 seasons of a homeless lady. And she's only in like 5 or 6 episodes throughout the run. Like, it's a couple of episodes each season. And you come to find out that she's actually like the angel of death.
Oh.
And that she only shows up at times where these characters are at crossroads. And at the very end, like, the main dude goes on a killing spree and to like wipe out all the issues that the club has. And he walks through this doorway and she's sitting there and she's drinking wine and she's eating bread. And he's like, "Who are you?" And she just hands him a blanket and says, "It's time." And then he goes and he like wraps himself in the blanket to pretend he's a homeless guy. To like get the drop on somebody.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all this heavy handed shit. So at the end, at the very end, the last shot, and I'm sure you're not gonna watch all 7 seasons of it, so do you mind if I spoil it for you?
Go right ahead, ruin it for me.
So he decides at the very end that he needs to die to save his kids. So
okay,
the last shot is him on a motorcycle heading towards a semi with his arms out like he's up on a cross, and he closes his eyes and in a very badly done CG shot runs into the truck. And the very last shot are these two crows eating the bread and the blood that's coming in looks like wine. And you're like, oh, okay, lots of religious overtones and you know,
interesting.
It was an interesting end, but I kind of feel satisfied by it.
Okay, well, I think that's all that matters, as long as you got some enjoyment out of it.
And at one point in the show, it actually brought me to tears, which I can't say a whole lot for. What?
Aww.
He says he has to say goodbye to his two kids.
Yeah.
And he knowing that he's not ever going to see them again. And it's heart-wrenching.
Is it?
People will say shit about Charlie Hunnam's acting ability and his inability to hide his English accent.
Mm-hmm.
But I will give that a pass if it means like a heartfelt performance.
Oh.
So,
well, nice.
It was very heart-wrenching. So I had to go into the DVR and take it off the recording list.
Oh, you poor thing.
It's very sad when like you find a show that you really like and then it's gone.
And then it's gone.
Yeah.
Like Firefly.
Well, I mean, that was a little different because you didn't really have a chance to fall in love with it and be like, all right, here we go. And then it's gone.
Right.
You know, this was 7 years worth of stories and following these characters.
Well, you get longevity.
I do.
Stamina.
I would stick with something if I like it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a little easier now because you could just probably go on Netflix and watch them all over the course of, you know, a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to sit through them all.
Wanted to.
All okay. The long summers of waiting for it to come back and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that weird cable TV thing where they do 13 episodes in a row and then there's nothing for the rest of the year.
Right.
But now I have, there's this hole in the schedule for Tuesday, so I don't know what I'm going to watch now.
Oh.
Well, nothing now because nothing's on TV until fucking like February.
Yeah, right.
What did you think of the new we kind of touched on it, the librarian show?
I kind of like the idea of it, but it's another Warehouse 13.
You know, I was telling my wife it's Dean Devlin who also did Leverage.
Uh-huh.
And this is like the mystical version of Leverage. Like, you can see where all the Leverage characters wound up in here,
mm-hmm.
including one of the actors, like, from Leverage.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, he's supposed to be him, and she's supposed to be her, and okay, now we got this guy that's kind of like the mastermind.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I like John Larroquette and all.
Yes.
But, I don't know.
If there's nothing else on, I will be watching it. But I don't think I'll be, like, deleting something else in my schedule just to see it. If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I understand.
In this downtime period where there's nothing else on TV, then, you know, it might be something that I start picking up.
Well, I mean, it's going to be the only new thing on.
Right.
I mean, what else are you watching?
Really nothing that special.
No?
No. You know, Arrow and Flash are going to be in reruns for a while. Shield's going to be in reruns, so we have Agent Carter for a little bit.
Yeah, that's not coming back until March.
Yeah.
Which I guess works in their favor since they'll piggyback on to Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, what I thought was going to happen was they were going to take their winter break just like everybody else, and then they were going to plug in Agent Carter.
Right, and then come back in February.
Yeah, and no, it's like the end of March, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, fuck everybody then.
Well, there you have it. Yeah, there's nothing really on that I'm going to be like, you know, upset if I miss, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't miss anything anymore because, you know, depending on your cable provider, it's like you just wait a couple of days and it's on demand.
Well, yeah, but like, I got into Blacklist on Netflix, which only had season one. And then mm-hmm. I went to the NBC app because I wanted to catch up while they're in hiatus. I was like, oh, I can catch up and start watching it. They don't have the first four episodes.
Why not?
I don't know. It starts with episode five or something. And it's like, okay, well, I'll catch it on reruns. Well, they're not rerunning it. So how the hell am I supposed to catch up? I have to pay for the episodes on fucking like...
Oh, screw that.
Yeah, so what am I supposed to do? Now I got to wait a whole nother fucking year to watch season two.
Well, just forget it then.
I like
just
the show,
forget
though.
It. Oh, well, then they have you, don't they?
They do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm.
I can't torrent it.
You can't? Well, no. Now that Pirate Bay has been shut down.
No, I'm not one of those people. I can't do that.
Oh, not anymore.
Not since I got caught.
The letter. Since you got the letter.
That's right. Did you see they added a couple new people to MegaCon this year so far?
No, I did not. They I have not been following it as closely as you have, apparently.
James Remar? Remar? Who's been in a whole bunch of shit? I want to talk to him about the Phantom. What was Billy Zane really like?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He'll probably be sitting on the side with the not-so-famous people. Because you know they're not going to put him out by Norman Reedus.
No? No. They're going to put him next to Cary Elwes?
Yes, it'll be Cary Elwes, him, and Lou Ferrigno off on that one side. And then you'll have
Did
the Arrow
people. Did a bunch of
people
drop out all of a sudden?
No, this is all that they have signed so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. We'll see.
That's exciting. I'm also probably going to go to one up here in Charlotte called the Mad Monster Party.
Yes, you've mentioned that.
Yes. They've just signed
the one
a
where your
people,
friend
too.
Got to your friend got to interview Shatner.
Yeah, whatever.
By recording one of his annals.
But it's interesting. It's Chris Sarandon's going to be there, who's the voice of Jack on Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Oppenheimer, who's the voice of Skeletor.
Uh-huh.
John Cassier's going to be there.
Cryptkeeper.
We can talk to Stephen Jeffries from Fright Night, who went into gay porn later on in his career.
Oh, he's still making the circuit?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Hmm.
Naomi Grossman from American Horror Story.
I'd be interested to see what she looks like in person.
Is she the pinhead chick?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And she's Amanda
Pepper.
Bierce from Married with Children is going to be there.
Why?
Because she was in Fright Night.
Oh, okay. I said, because it was a nightmare working with Al Bundy?
Lots of Fright Night people. Yeah.
That's exciting.
It is.
Hmm.
Cons. What are you going to do?
Yes.
I had to look up a bunch of these guests, though, because I didn't really know who they were. But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Did we run out of things to talk about?
I believe we have.
I think we just
there was
hit a wall.
A pause. There was a pregnant pause.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else. We talked about Scott Stapp.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the gangs. We talked about Christmas annoyances.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the Sony thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sons of Anarchy. I could have sworn there was one other thing that I saw. Did you see the video that's been making the rounds of the woman who tried to take the selfie with Megatron at Universal Studios?
No.
So you've seen those costumes, right? Where they're they're walking out on the street or whatever. I guess they have the ability to ad-lib stuff.
Okay.
I guess there's a guy doing a voice.
Mm-hmm.
So she walks in front of him and she goes, "Hey, Megatron, selfie." And then Megatron starts to be like, "You'll never get a selfie out of me while you wear like that furry hoodie." And she and he goes, "Why don't you live a little, don't take pictures and actually interact?" And she goes, "Okay." And he goes, "Oh, that's what the problem with your generation is." And he like walks away from her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty well. Like, I like that because he basically told her to fuck off with like, and was able to do it with
right.
not saying it. I would have fun with that.
Hmm.
I think you'd be good at that too.
Oh, I sure I would.
You'd be like, "Hey, fatty, get out of the way."
Anything where I can be anonymous would be awesome.
Yeah, even when you're not anonymous. I remember the things you used to say when we worked together.
Compliance lunch.
Yes. Yes.
All right, then. Well.
Stroll down memory lane.
All
right. Well, only one more show till Christmas, John.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yay. We should see if we can get Santa to call into the show next week.
Okay.
Oh, I have one more thing to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Because by next week it won't be funny. I went to a Christmas party Sunday.
Yeah.
And there was a guy there who was showing people pictures of his car accident. Well, actually, it was his son's car accident. His 18-year-old son got T-boned in the family minivan.
Okay.
Now, the funny part about this is that the father had just come down from somewhere further north and picked up a bunch of crap from his mother's house, which included a couple of Rubbermaid bins of vintage 1990s Playboy magazines.
Jesus.
And a ventriloquist dummy. So when the car hit the side of the minivan, it kind of exploded, and there was porn all over this Orlando road. But the funniest part is when the EMTs showed up, they thought that the ventriloquist dummy was a dead infant wearing a suit. The ventriloquist dummy is in a black pinstripe suit, and they thought it was a baby. Very funny.
Nice. Did they try to like resuscitate it?
Yes, they did. They nice. Did. I would have posed the ventriloquist dummy behind the wheel, reading a Playboy, as proof of I didn't drive. Wasn't me, man. It's the dummy.
Nice.
So, and you know, he's talking about how embarrassing this is. It's like, but it's not really embarrassing for you, is it? Because you weren't there. It's kind of like you booby-trapped the minivan. So that when his kid got in an accident. So, you know, a little bit of enjoyment for the fire department when they came to clean up.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, anyway, there you go. That's it.
That's funny.
That's it.
You hang out with kookiest people. You know, Bo Derek.
I do hang out with kooky people.
You do.
Yes.
Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@... DanceMonkeyPodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, go to our Facebook page, do all that fun stuff with Stitcher and the podcast app, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Yeah. I'm cute. How's that? Is that enough?